Adam Brooks is with us again for the Business Intelligence Report. He's the managing editor of the Journal Record. Adam, the holiday weekend has really already started, so I want to take a look at a few lighter stories you've been following this week. Of course, tomorrow is the Independence Day holiday, and fireworks stands have popped up all across more rural parts of the metro in anticipation of it. And one of your newest reporters, Kaylin Kinnearnshield, talked to several operators to find out how the heavy rainfall we saw all through May and June has affected fireworks sales. What did she find?
Yeah, she found that things are going pretty well this year because there are no burn bans in the state. One owner told us that she keeps about 20% of her sales and 80% go back to the fireworks company. Last year, she made about $5,500, and that's a pretty typical year. That's Cheryl Hooper, and she said that sales are similar most years. It's not really burn bans or weather that affects things, but it's whether the holiday comes on a weekend, so having a Saturday this year should help sales.
Yeah, it sounds like Saturday will definitely be a boon. What kind of trends are we seeing nationwide?
Fireworks sales have been going up since 1998. Last year, they sold about $695 million to consumers, and this year they project that it will be about $725 million, and part of that is because some states are easing their fireworks laws. And what's interesting that we found out is that some owners give away what they make. The owner of 10 stands told us that he lets nonprofits such as sports teams work for a cut of the money. And Cheryl Hooper said that she gives most of her profits away. She gave it to a ministry last year.
Do consumers know about this business model and where the proceeds go? And does that affect their purchasing patterns?
I really don't think they do, but I suspect that if you've got, you know, a youth baseball team that's working a certain night at a stand, that all those parents will encourage their friends and family to come out and buy fireworks, and that probably helps a little bit.
All right, so I have to ask, what's your favorite kind of firework to shoot off? I'm kind of a Saturn missile battery fan myself.
You know, I don't really know the names, but anything that's loud is good with me.
Let's talk about another way the weather has affected local business, and honestly, it's a company I typically don't even think about until December. And now that that's stuck into everyone's heads, so for years, the jeweler B.C. Clark has run a promotion called Pray for Rain, and it almost has an urban legend status. I don't know if I've ever heard of anyone actually benefiting from it. Basically, how it works is your engagement ring is paid for if the closest mezzanet rain gauge measures an inch or more on your wedding day. We had a ton of rain in May and June and a lot of weddings, so what was the final count?
Yeah, the official count is 23.4 inches of rain, though some places got more. And so far for May, B.C. Clark had to give away 25 free rings. The company tracks that data itself. People don't have to file a claim or anything. We talked to one bride named Sarah Beth Von Holland, and she got a refund even though rain ended at 3 a.m. on the day of her wedding, and she had an afternoon wedding, but she got her check 2 weeks later.
And as your reporter Brian Bruce was looking into this, what kind of research or statistical analysis did he find? It seems like it'd be a huge numbers game.
It is, and there are experts who play that game. We talked to a company called Odds On that insures things like half-court shots at basketball games, that sort of thing. And they said even if you have a bad year or a bad string of events, it should work out over time because they have experts who know the numbers. Most things have really predictable odds, or at least you can guess how often people will succeed. And with weather, they have lots of historical data.
So how does that impact the jeweler's bottom line?
Actually, B.C. Clark does it in-house. They don't use insurance, but they say they save up in years where they don't have to pay out too much. And really, they just consider it a marketing expense.
Yeah, it certainly makes for a good story, no doubt about that. We've been talking with Adam Brooks, the managing editor at the Journal Record. As always, thank you for being here, and enjoy your 4th of July holiday.
You too.
KGOU produces the Business Intelligence Report as part of a partnership with the Journal Record. All of our past features are archived on our website, kgou.org. Find us on social media as well. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.